The 4Ps Project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive Project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello, my name is Chloe. You may remember me from previous podcasts back in 2024, for I took part in the 4Ps Project at Vectis Rodeo where I saw at St George's School. If you remember me from then, hi, I'm back. If not, then welcome. For a long time, in my previous podcasts, I looked at a number of different periods in history, starting from the Victorian era, 1837 to 1901, to modern day in 2025. But before, it has been a very generalised account on history in the 8th decade. So now it's time to go back in time a little closer to home, the Isle of Wight. Of course, there is no better place to start than with something that lives millions of years ago. Over the years, the Isle of Wight has been nicknamed Dinosaur Island due to the 20 different species of dinosaur fossils found in the cliffs of the Isle of Wight. Now, displayed in the National History Museum, there is an almost complete dinosaur skeleton on display. It was found in Compton Cliff on the west coast of the island from around 125 million years ago. Next time you are down by the cliffs of the Isle of Wight, stop and think that something that lives millions of years ago is still beautifully preserved in the cliffs of our island. Then later on, in about the year 43 AD, the Roman Empire, which had already conquered England, came and later settled in the Isle of Wight, for which they called it Vectis. Ever wonder why a lot of companies have Vectis in their names? Southern Vectis, Vectis Rodeo. Well, it's because of the Romans. So, now you know. Vectis is a Latin word, actually means to lift or to rise, which I assume indicates the island raising from the sea. The Romans stayed on the Isle of Wight for almost 400 years, until the year 410 AD. Nowadays, there is still a lot of evidence of Roman settlements scattered around the island, in places like Carisbrook, Newport and Brading. Without the Romans having invaded Britain, the Isle of Wight, maybe we would still never have what the archaeological knowledge we have today.